This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Pivot Bio's Innovator Program rewards farmers for replacing synthetic fertilizer via Pivot Bio's microbial nitrogen, delivering an environmental benefit to all. Lori Reese is the Director of Commercial Sustainability Programs with Pivot Bio and says that by using data, growers can see the impact of replacing synthetic fertilizer.
And what we're able to do through the Innovator Program is capture the data that proves that that management change happened on the field. In return, growers receive revenue from companies that want to make an investment in their own environmental remediation.
Reese says that Pivot Bio hopes to help farmers eventually move away from synthetic fertilizer use. The capturing of data allows farmers to document their participation in the program.
Growers become eligible based on their location in a partner program draw area. Once those draw areas open up, our farmer portal allows them to enter their data field by field boundary. We're capturing information about their nitrogen management practices, identifying where and when they applied the Pivot Bio product. And then through the farmer portal, we have them sign agreements and affidavits to close the program out.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from Corteva.
We're talking right now with Scott Youngman. He is the Enlist Specialist for Iowa with Corteva, and we are talking about application reminders. And Scott, as farmers look ahead to that post-emergence herbicide application, what do they need to know?
How soon is that pre-emergence residual they put on going to be running out? You know, if the residual, if it was put on weeks ago and they think it might be getting a little weak, it's probably time to maybe go a little earlier with our Enlist Liberty application and have that second residual in with that. We really, really, really want you spraying those water hemp plants when they're 2 to 4 inches. You're going to have so much better control at 2 to 4 inch weeds if you can get out there then. And then finally, the weather. You know, I'm happy to say it. Maybe got my fingers crossed that we're out of this El Nino. Maybe we're going to see some moisture. Weeds are going to hopefully be a little easier to control when we have a little humidity out there. When we talk about the weather, we also need to keep in mind the wind. We want the wind at least 3 miles an hour, not over 10.
Learn more at Enlist.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.